Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Christy Billings.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
My address is 1007 sitting there. Clay Avenue, Toledo, Ohio, 43608.
Thank you.
Oh, I am on the phone. Get away from me.
All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. Looks like it's showing that your information was used to take a survey to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry. Did you do that?
No, I did not.
Okay. Have you received any kind of information to your email pertaining to Bite Tub?
No. The only thing, how I got this is I got a notification from my bank that this was taken out and this who took it out. And so I started Googling to find out who you guys were and what was going on. I think what happened was my phone got stolen. And I think somebody had fun because you guys aren't the only ones I've had to do this with. Because I am getting other calls and other things and people taking money out that I never did.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, it looks like what happened, yeah. Whenever you do that entry, it enrolls you into our Bite Tub Meal Planning Gap subscription, and it's $59.89, so that's why you have those charges. Did you contact MasterCard or did you call us first?
I called you first. My bank's closed, so I can't call my bank until Monday.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll go ahead and handle the fraud. So we can... Oh, this is fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Yes, I can guarantee we didn't.
All right, allow me just one moment. Let me get the account settled for you. Give me one second. Looks like that last one is pending. I'll put that in mean delay for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't catch the one in April that was taken out. But until I started looking at my bank statement, I was like, oh, one was taken out in April. Like I said, I just got the one today statement. It was taken out.
Yeah, it's reoccurring every 30 days.
So. Now, will I get this money back?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing for you now.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one was pending. So whatever is pending, we have to put it in manually for you.
Yeah, my phone was stolen, and I think somebody had fun on my phone, and like I said, other things, I being charged for other things that I didn't do either, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to, like I said, this is the newest one that popped up, and I'm going, huh? So I don't
what's
even
going
know
on here?
Yeah, I was like, I got the notification from the bank, and I'm like, I don't even know these people. Who? What the? How? So, of course, I wrote everything down that I had on my bank thing notification, and I started got on Google, and okay, let's find out who these people are.
I I know.
And see what I can do, because whoever stole my phone really...
I know, isn't that horrible? How did I get in it? You must didn't have a lock on it or anything.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a lock on it at the time.
Oh, okay.
I usually have a lock on my phone, but I had taken it off because I had my grandson was watching my phone. He was watching, he's two, and he was watching his little YouTube just so I could get through the store without him having too big of a fit.
Oh, Lord.
And I took the lock off because it kept shutting itself. It kept going to the lock screen continuously, and I couldn't get it off until I shut the lock off. Lock screen off. So that took that off, and that's when it disappeared. So the lock wasn't even set on the phone, which makes me very upset.
All right, so just to give the refund about 3 to 5 business days to process on the MasterCard for you. For some reason, if you don't see it, first check with MasterCard, and then if they're saying they don't see it, call us back at this number. Did you get the cancellation number?
No, I didn't.
All right, just let me know when you want to write it down.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
The number is going to be 920.
920.
727.
727.
442.
442. Okay.
Yeah, so just keep that, and if you have to call back in to check on the refund, just give them that cancellation number to pull up the account for you.
Okay, and you said how many business days or whatever that was? I'm sorry.
3 to 5.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
All right, you're so welcome.
It went by so much easier than a few of the other ones I've had to deal with.
Well, I hope the rest of them are easy for you.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.